Eva Corja Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish.
The Eva Corja, the Fáilte Romhaibh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Yes, friends, it is me, Joe Bollard, with Sounds Irish for the next 2 hours or so. And let's get a few things sorted out before we play any music at all. First of all, it doesn't sound like me, but it is me because I'm recovering from a very bad cold. And I hope that it's not going to spoil it for you. It won't spoil it for me. So do stick with me. Now, this is a pre-recorded program, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as you know, you can contact me at any time by email, joebollard2, joebollard, and then a figure 2, at aircom, aircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, as many people are doing, you can join me on Facebook or on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is Joe Bloggs in Bray. JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Bloggs in Bray. All one word, all in lowercase, and become, as many people are doing, one of my followers. Now, this week, because of the season that's in it, we will have a goodly number of Irish Christmas tracks. Not all, because I've got some requests. They won't all be Christmas tracks, but we'll start with, well, the most popular Christmas song of all, done by what must be the most popular girl Irish group of all time. This is Celtic Woman and their interpretation of White Christmas or Bán Nunnallaig.
Bright
Well, starting us off with a little bit of Christmas flavour there from Celtic Woman and their interpretation of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And I think that's got to be my favourite Christmas song. We're still on the Christmas theme, but this time we're bringing it closer to home because Brendan Shine, hailing from County Roscommon or thereabouts, he's telling us all about Christmas time in Ireland.
Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Annamore.
Oh, Christmas time was different in the days of yesteryear. With candles in the windows, the bells rang loud and clear. All the family gathered, they came from far and wide. So we'd be all together for this joyous Christmas time. Holly round the pictures, red the berries bright, decorations flutter and make a pretty sight. Peeping through the windows, the world is white with snow. The friendly birds are calling, and the widgeons, they fly low.
Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs, they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Annamore.
It's well I do remember the nights of Christmas Eve, as we watched the bright stars in the skies, my stocking I would leave. Hanging from the bedstead, my heart is full of glee, hoping that dear Santa Claus would please remember me. And then on Christmas morning, as dinner time drew near, with the smell of turkey cooking, or the cotton cake and beer,
oh, happy, happy Christmas,
let us be all glad that we have cherished memories of the Christmases we've had.
Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered round the fire, and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas in dear old Annamore.
Now we come to the first of our emails. I actually wanted to put this in on last week's programme, but, well, I ran out of time. This email comes in from Jerry. And Jerry listens to me here in the Republic of Ireland, and he says he enjoys the programme. But he said, Joe, some weeks ago on Sounds Irish, you played Bing Crosby singing the song Eileen. Now, Joe, I just want to tell you that, first of all, that was a song that my dad used to sing regularly. My mother's name was Eileen, and whenever we had a hooly, now come on, we've had this word before, hooly, you know what it is, an Irish word for a party, but even better than a party. Whenever we had a hooly and Dad was asked to sing, he'd sing this song for my mother, Eileen. And my sister also, who, as you say in your own words, Joe, has gone to God, she was also Eileen, and we used to sing that song as a remembrance of our dad. So, Jerry, I'm going to play this song for you, and Joe, oh, he also adds, by the way, on his email, Joe, it won't be sad when we hear this. It'll be happy memories for us, particularly around Christmas time when we had lots of hoolies in our house. Don't we all? So listen, Jerry, I'm going to play this lovely story from Bing Crosby about the young maid who was madly in love with the fisherman, and she used to wait for him on the shore, and then one day he didn't come back. But I let Bing Crosby tell you, Jerry, and all of us, the story of Eileen.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunedin, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Yes, that song has very happy memories for me too. I hope you enjoyed that, Jerry. Now, on this week's programme, also, there'll be quite an amount of country and Irish. And just in case you're not familiar with country and Irish is, well, it's a sort of a genre that Irish people use a lot. It's very popular in Ireland, where singers sing songs to a country arrangement. For instance, they're using steel guitars and fiddles and what have you, and they sing songs in a country style. In fact, this is one of the biggest country singing stars in Ireland. His name is Mick Flavin, and he's not only going to sing country and Irish, but he's going to tell us all about Christmas country style.
Light the candles on the mantelpiece, put another log on the fire, just like we did last year at Christmas Eve. We'll have a Christmas country style. We'll have a Christmas country style. You can hear us singing for a country mile. Take your coat off and stay a little while. We'll have a Christmas country style. Some popcorn and we'll trim the tree, build a snowman in the yard, and find some mistletoe for you and me. You can bet it won't be very hard. We'll have a Christmas country style. You can hear us singing for a country mile. Take your coat off and stay a little while. We'll have a Christmas country style. We'll have a Christmas country style. You can hear us singing for a country mile. Your coat off and stay a little while. We'll have a Christmas country style. We'll have a Christmas country style.
A clever quote from Jingle Bells at the end of that one from Mick Flavin. I was sent an album during the week by a guy who I admire tremendously. He's really laid back. His name is Noel McLaughlin. Now, Noel sings Scottish and Irish folk songs and Scottish and Irish music generally, and his own, as I say, laid-back way of doing this. And I was delighted to find on the album a track, well, which is one of my favourite Christmas carols. In fact, I get my choir to sing this. I train my local church choir, and we sing this every year at Christmas time. And it's Noel McLaughlin, In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, icy winds may moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long, long ago, our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Angels and archangels, they have gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim rising in the air. Oh, but holy Mary in her maiden bliss, worship the give him. Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give him? Give my heart.
Noel McLaughlin, In the Bleak Midwinter. Now, something I omitted to say at the beginning of our programme, my apologies for this, Sounds Irish. What exactly is Sounds Irish? Well, Sounds Irish, first of all, is being taken now on 6 different radio stations around the world. So I think as we've brought in some new listeners over the last couple of weeks, I need to explain that because it sounds Irish, it doesn't necessarily mean that it is an Irish song. But the track will have some connection with Ireland. Okay, it might be an Irish song. It might be an Irish singer singing a song that, well, is not an Irish song. It might be a song that has been written by an Irish person. But it will have, the track will have some connection with Ireland. That last one, for instance, Noel McLaughlin from Limerick. He is here in Ireland. Now, this next track, well, a version of it is being played on every radio station around Christmas time, around the universe. It's a song called Fairy Tale of New York. Now, wait a minute before you go any further. It is not the version you think it is. The big version, of course, is by Kirsty MacColl and the Pogues, which I played last week. But, you know, this is a lovely version by Thomas Maguire and Fiona Ennis. And can I let you into a little secret? And I'm going to upset loads of people here. I prefer this to the original. Listen to their version of Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk time. An old man said to me, won't see an another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away. City.
When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Soon after was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dead on a drip in that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our last.
And the boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are
You know, that's one of the most popular Irish Christmas songs that was ever written or sung. And as I said to you before, I prefer that version to the version by the Pogues, but that's only Joe Bollard, right? And it's one of those songs that even on the 23rd of July, when it's a baking hot summer's day, it's going through your head, and the boys in the NYPD choir are singing Galway Bay. That was, I knew, it'll be still haunting me tomorrow. We Irish people, again, as I've said, was it on last week's programme? We're very nostalgic people. We love to go back into the old days and remember, and particularly at Christmas. And we all talk about Christmas in the old days, an old-fashioned Christmas. Jimmy Buckley's going to tell us more about it. Well, he's going to sing about it for us anyway.
Oh, I love an old-fashioned Christmas, like the Christmas that I used to know. I look back with joy when I was a boy at my Christmas of long, long ago. At night, carol singers would gather. In each window a candle would glow. Yes, I love an old-fashioned Christmas, like my Christmas of long, long ago. Mom and Daddy would go Christmas shopping with just enough money to pay. Us children would go to bed early, for Santa was soon on his way. We'd all go to church Christmas morning, excited for now we would see the crib with the new baby Jesus. That's why Christmas means so much to me.
Yes, I love an old-fashioned Christmas, like my Christmas of long, long ago.
Now today I am a daddy, with two little kids of my own. With my beautiful wife, they're the love of my life. They bring so much joy to our home. I ponder each year as time passes, as I watch my children grow. May all their Christmases be happy, like my Christmas of long, long ago.
Oh, I love an old-fashioned Christmas,
like the Christmas that I used to know. I look back with joy when I was a boy at my Christmas of long, long ago. At night, carol singers would gather. In each window a candle would glow.
Yes, I love an old-fashioned Christmas, like my Christmas of long, long ago.
May all your Christmases be happy, like my Christmas of long, long ago.
An old-fashioned Christmas. I love an old-fashioned Christmas. So sang Jimmy Buckley. Now, this next track is not a Christmas song. It's one of my requests. It's an email, and I've got, and it comes in from Sue. Now, I know Sue is one of my regular listeners because she emails me after nearly every program. But here on this week's email, she says, Joe, you know, you really don't play enough Louise Morrissey. Sue, by the way, lives here in Ireland, and she lives, we mentioned County Limerick earlier on in the program. Who was it? Noel McLaughlin we were talking about. Sue lives in Limerick here in Ireland and listens to the programme, and she says that you don't play enough Louise Morrissey. Well, Sue, I have a sort of an apologetic look on my face, the reason being that I don't have an awful lot of Louise Morrissey material, but in the new year, please God, we'll put that to rights. In the meantime, Sue, you didn't ask for anything specific, so I'm going to play this one for you because, once again, it reminds me of the Hoolies that we used to have in our house when I was young. We have old-fashioned Christmas. Sue, I hope you enjoy, and I hope all my listeners enjoy Louise Morrissey and a lovely old song, Silver Threads Among the Gold.